Aaron Bode again delivers, and Arsenal puts the bunt down foul. And 1-1. Wow. One ball, one strike.
Got to get this down. You know, if you're going to sacrifice position, he's not squaring himself off here when the pitcher comes set here.
Ball and a strike. Ben Schrader takes his lead over at first. Showing bunt again. Arsenal bloops this one. Back to Boat on the mound. He's going to go high to first, and Pat Ilias goes up in the air to get it and then comes down on the base at first. But Aaron never looked at second, and he definitely had an opportunity at second base.
Somebody did holler second base, and I thought he was going to turn and go that way, and he decided differently and almost threw it over Ilias' head at first base.
So Arsenal getting the bunt down. He popped it up right between Vogt and James Kiefler.
Kiefler almost had a bit at that at third base.
And here's Matthew slung it at the plate. Matthew takes inside for ball 1-0. So Ben Schrader, the base runner, out at second, representing the tying run. 1-0, Al Rosa leads here in the fifth. And Schlungen drills a single to right field. Now it's going to be station by station as Ben Schrader goes over to third base, and that'll bring leadoff hitter Kyle Leeser to the plate.
Boy, he did a good job of that one, didn't he? Getting there quick and getting Ben Schrader. Schrader would have never had a chance to score on that one.
So for the Martins, that is their fifth hit off of Aaron Vogt. Schrader over at third, Matthew Schlungen at first, and Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle 1-for-2 so far today.
Bases loaded in the first inning, the Martins did.
Here's the pitch from Vogt. A little bit low for a ball, 1-0. First and third, we'll see what the Martins decide to do with Matthew Schlungen over at first on. Kyle, a good stick at the plate here. A little hit and run on, maybe. Leeser takes low for a ball, and 2-0.
I don't know. What do you do here? You take the bat out of Kyle's hand if you send him, but I wouldn't think so with Taylor on deck, would you?
No, probably not. Probably not. At the plate, Kyle Leeser. Here's the pitch from Aaron Vogt. The curveball missing inside, and 3-0.
Close pitch again.
Yeah. Three balls, no strikes. Runners at first and third. You give Kyle the green light on 3-0. Another big question here. We'll see in a second. Aaron Vogt delivers. There's a strike called, and 3-1.
Probably a pitch right there that he hopes he throws again.
Ben Schrader. It's a small lead over at third. Matthew Schlungen at first. Vogt's pitch, and Leeser drills it to third. James Kiefler. Going to tag Ben Schrader out as Ben got off just a step too far. And he is tagged out by James Kiefler, and a nice play by Kiefler at third.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Kiefler, and Schrader's just got to make sure that ball is either through or thrown.
He's got no place to go on that, Randy. You know, if the ball's hit to the third base, we'll get back to the bag. If it goes by him, you walk the home plate. You know, you gotta stay close.
Taylor Holthouse at the plate. Taylor 1-for-2 today. And the pitch bouncing in the dirt goes through the legs of Cody Eichers. Runner's going to move up to second and third, and that's a big wild pitch there by Aaron Vogt.
I tell you, Randy, back here, that ball comes back quick. I think they have padding on that front part over here, but behind the catcher. It's hard to score from third base on a fastball, isn't it?
It is. It is. We saw a runner thrown off yesterday.
Yes, it is.
Ryan Schlungen throwing out Kyle Buddy at the plate. Yep. And they're going to walk Taylor Holthouse here, the Al Rosa Saints are.
I think that's a great move, don't you?
An intentional walk to Holthouse. And, boy, first year in the league, and that's the ultimate respect, getting a walk in the fifth inning, an intentional walk, Taylor Holthouse is. This is a 1-0 game. Al Rosa leading 1-0. There's a ball 4. And Taylor Holthouse draws the intentional walk. That'll bring Brian Schlungen to the plate.
Okay, you go from the 10 to the frying pan to the fire, you know.
Brian Schlungen up at the plate right now. Brian, so far today, 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. And, you know, the last couple of years, Brian's been the Martins' best hitter.
He has.
Definitely come through for St. Martin. And the pitch from Aaron Vogt, a little bit low, according to the home plate umpire. And the count 1-0 to Brian Schlungen. 1-0, Alrosa leads. Two outs for the Martins here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Vogt ready on the mound. Schlungen delivers and drives to right. Ethan Vogt dives and makes the catch for the out. Wow, what a play by Ethan Vogt out in right field, making the catch on that looping a line drive. That'll do it for the Martins here in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. We played 5, Alrosa 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Region 15 seed baseball action here on KASM, brought to you by our region sponsors, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, the Central Minnesota Credit Union and their offices. DNS Excavating, Gucci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Over in Richmond, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Liz Autobody and Glass and Beautiful Downtown Farming, Brinkie's Liquor of Richmond, Scooters Trucking, Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, and Land O'Lakes of Melrose. Top of the sixth inning at Cody Eichers. Cody leading it off. Cody follows it back and out of play. The count 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Cody looks to maybe drag a bunt down that third baseline, and he pulls back the count 1-1 to Eichers. The Eichers, Matt Schmitz, and Pat Ilias here in the sixth for Alrosa. They lead 1-0. Here's a broken bat line drive to Schrader, who's now in at second base, and Ben makes the catch for the out.
Defensive changes. Now Ben Schrader will stay at second base for Michael Schlungen.
And designated hitter Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt, so far today, is 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, follows this one off down the third baseline and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Brent Heinen, the draftee from Roscoe, kicks and delivers, and on the outside corner, strike called and 0-2. Heinen's given up the 3 hits so far. Balls, 2 strikes. They kick the pitch, curveball. Schmitz hit by the pitch. And on to first goes Schmitz, his second time hit today. Brian Schlungen saying to the umpire that he threw his elbow up. And now the base umpire looking at the home plate umpire.
Wow, that looks pretty.
I think
pretty
that will stand. So Matt Schmitz over at first base. And here comes Pat Ilias to the plate. Pat with the game's only RBI. That came back in the fourth inning. Alrosa scored the game's only run. Schmitz on at first with one up. Ilias tries to put a bunt down the third base line. It goes foul, and the count 1-1. 1-1. On deck, Kevin Kiefler.
I really think, Randy, in that situation, you got to call that. That was pretty obvious. And I think that takes away a little bit of it. You call it once or twice, I think that takes a little bit of that away.
The guy's doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been called in this whole tournament.
No.
That you'd think with close to 40 hit batters that somebody along the way would call it.
Absolutely.
1-1 strike. Minus pitch, breaking ball missing inside, and the count 2-1 to Pat Ilias. Two outs, one strike.
That's Ben shading towards second here a little bit, and that's what happened in the last inning. He put that one through that hole over there.
Pitch outside, a ball, and 3-1 now to Pat Ilias. Schmitz leads from first. And on the inside corner, a strike called and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Ilias, a ground ball up the middle. Leaser has it at second. He'll step on the bag, throw to first. That'll do it for El Rosa. They're done here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. So we played 5.5. It's 1-0 El Rosa leading St. Martin. We'll be back in a minute here on KASM Albany. Region 15C baseball action here on KASM, brought to you by Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose. Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Queen Bee's Bar, Grill and Event Center, right here in Painesville, Stony Creek Dairy, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, the State Bank of Richmond, the Painesville Chevrolet Buick, Pep's Park, World Spring Hill, Grove Mutual Insurance, A Rose at Green and Beet, the Greenwall Pub, and Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming. Jordan Mushel leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the St. Martin Martins. First pitch to Jordan inside a ball, 1-0. It's a little bit low inside, and the count now 2-0 to Jordan. What's Jordan done today? 2-for-2 again. Swinging a good bat for the Martins. Here's a strike called and 2-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, one run, three hits, no errors for El Rosa, no runs, five hits, no errors for St. Martin. Pitch inside to Jordan Mushel in the count 3-1. It'll be Mushel, Jared Overman, the scheduled hitter, and Scott Schlungett. Curveball, Mushel will take ball four, and he's going to walk. Well, the Martins have had no shortage of base runners, Don.
No,
they've had
have.
Enough guys on.
The left base is loaded twice in this game already, and El Rosa's left five guys on base, too.
Chaz Hennon's going to pinch run for Jordan Mushel here. And Jared Overman comes up to the plate. Aaron Vogt has hit one man and walked three now, along with giving up the five hits. Bunt situation, Overman shows bunt, pulls back, and ball one. One ball, no strikes.
God, what a gorgeous day out here for baseball.
Nice day. Chaz Hennon takes his lead. Overman tries to put a bunt down, and it goes foul, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Carl Leeser going through some signs again with Overman. Cannon takes his lead over at first. And there's a bunt that's going to go foul at the plate. Boy, Overman ran right on top of that ball. He never touched it in fair territory.
Wow.
And the count 1-2 to Jared Overman. Ball and two strikes. Martin's trying to push that base runner up to second and have not had success here. Overman back into the box. He's 0-for-2 today, a couple strikeouts. One ball, two strikes. Fastball just missing inside and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Chaz Hennon takes his lead at first. Here's the pitch, and strike three called, and Overman is not looking.
Wow.
One out. Brings Scott Schlungett to the plate.
You know, you're better off making it out with a sacrifice bunt if you can lay it down and, you know, standing there and getting called out of strikes. It really... You got to give yourself up on that sacrifice. You got to lay it down.
J. Cavs hit him, goes on the first pitch. Cody Eicher's throw, and in time to get Chaz Hennin. And another strong throw by Cody Eicher's behind home. Hennin caught, tried to steal. Two outs here in the sixth inning, and Scott Schlungen. That pitch ruled a ball to Scott, 1-0 the count. Schrader on deck for the Martins. There's a ground ball up the middle. Mittendorf has it, and over to first. 6-3 on the putout. That'll do it for St. Martin here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six innings. It's El Rosa 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up. 1 minute here on KASM Albany. All right, here we go. Seventh inning action. Kevin Kiefler will lead it off. He'll be followed by Ethan Both. James Kiefler, a 1-0 El Rosa lead here in the seventh. Kiefler taking that first pitch from Brent Heinen for a ball, 1-0.
Good game so far, Randy. It's some runners standing on base.
For both teams.
Yes, both teams.
Pitch a little bit low to Kiefler and 2-0. Kiefler shows bunt, pulls back, and there's a strike call, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. I think both managers, Don, have gotten what they wanted to out of their starting pitchers today as Kiefler slaps it into right field, a base hit for Kevin.
Oh, I think so. I think we're looking at least getting six out of them. They got that so far, and I imagine every inning now is a bonus for them.
It's a seeding game. The loser gets the number 3 seed. The winner gets the right to take on Regal as they battle for that number 1 and 2 seed. Ethan Bode at the plate shows bunt, and Ethan follows it at the plate, and the count 0-1. The ball, it's one strike.
There's got to be a clinic on bunting somewhere, isn't there, Andy?
I want to teach it.
I do, too. I would just love to.
0 on the count. Both shows bunt and pulls back and pitches high. And the count, 1-1.
You just don't see guys squaring off at the plate. Keep that back foot in the batter's box.
1-1 the count. Bodo put a good bunt down there as he watched it off the bat. Heinen field throws the first and 1-3 on the putout. On the second goes Kiefler. And to the plate, James Kiefler. Third baseman James Kiefler, 0-2 today. Defensively for the Martins right now, Scotty Schlungen over at third. Kyle Leeser at short. Ben Schrader is now at second, and Jordan Macho at first. Taylor Holthaus in left. Austin Arsenal in center, and out in right field, it's Matthew Schlungen. James Kiefler looks to bunt on the first pitch, and it goes over the top of his head, and that one gets off the mitt of Brian Schlungen. A pass ball will go to the backstop, and the count 0-1 to James Kiefler. No balls and a strike. On to third base goes Kevin Kiefler on the pass ball. And Heinen will step off the rubber there. Kyle Leeser in to have a word with Brent.
He wants to go into the windup or stay in the stretch. I think that's what Kyle is telling him.
The infield in on the grass, trying to preserve their 1-0.
Here comes
the squeeze. Kiefler gets the bunt down. Perfect bunt. Leeser fields. He throws wildly over, and that goes out of play. And the squeeze in order. It's now 2-0 El Rosa. Throwing error by Kyle Leeser, too. So 2-0. James Kiefler ends up on second, and Kyle Leeser comes out of the dugout for St. Martin. 2-0 our score here. Top of the seventh inning. And it looks like Scott Schlungen's going to get the baseball here. Brent Heinen comes out. That'll be it for Heinen. Pitching change for the St. Martin Martins here in the seventh. We'll do this. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Come back with our lineup changes right after these sponsor messages. Back to action is Matt Mittendorf. Bats against Scott Schlungen, who's just checked in. And Mittendorf drags a bunt down the third base line. Wild throw by the new third baseman, Matthew Schlungen. Mittendorf reaches, and coming across the score is a James Kiepler, making it 3-0 here in the seventh.
Scott Schlangen now, the new pitcher for the Martins. Matthew Schlangen goes back into the game to play third base. He started out playing, he was playing right field to start the game, wasn't he?
Yeah, Matthew was in right. Jared Overman, the DH, is now in the game.
Okay.
Here's A.J. Hadley, another bunt down the third baseline. This one goes foul. And the count 0-1 to Hadley. A little small ball here El Rosa.
Three straight bunts.
Looks like on the last bunt, they gave Mittendorf a hit. He stayed at first base. Still at first base. Hadley takes outside a ball, 1-1. Three runs on five, or make it six hits now. We're giving Kiepler a hit. The scoreboard hasn't yet, but we're giving Kiepler a hit. Here's a pop-up bunt. And now throwing back to first base is Matthew Schlangen. They get the double play. That'll do it for El Rosa here in the seventh inning as Hadley pops up into a double play. El Rosa scores two runs on three hits. There was one error and no one left on base. So we played six and a half. It's 3-0 El Rosa leading St. Martin. We're back with more in a minute here on KASN. Okay, Don Heinen, who was that that just stopped by? Tom the Butcher Schrader?
Tom the Butcher.
Tom the Butcher.
Last now, but it's Malvin.
We got a pitching change for the El Rosa Saints here at the bottom of the seventh.
Yes. Number 23, Austin Emzik, will come in the pitch for Aaron Bull.
So 3-0, El Rosa leads the St. Martin Martins, and here comes Ben Schrader to the plate for St. Martin. Austin Emdick, his second appearance on the mound in this regional tournament, came in last week after Richmond had scored three runs off of Austin Hadley, and Austin Emdick able to shut down the Royals. First pitch to Ben Schrader, a ball. Emdick comes inside, and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike called, and 2-1. Well, Don, I would say there's probably 157 fans here right now. As Schrader swings and misses, strike two, 2-2.
Well, I know one thing, I ain't going to lose by one person this time.
Two balls, two strikes. And Schrader will take inside a ball, 3-2. It'll be Ben Schrader, Austin Arsenal, Matthew Schlungen. The hitter's facing Emdick here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Schrader will follow this back and out of play. Count at 3-2 yet.
There's a lot of the chairs over there.
3-2. Regal awaits the winner of this game right around 1:30 this afternoon. And here's a chopper hit in the infield to Hadley at second. Throw on the first. 4-3 on the foot out of Ben Schrader. One down, and Austin Arsenal to the plate. The loser of this ball game will get the number 3 seed, and we do know that they'll play Montgomery next Saturday, either in Dassel or Hutchinson. We do not know that yet. The number 2 seed will get Shakopee, from what we've been hearing. Arsenal at the plate, the first pitch of ball, and there's a strike call, 1-1 to Austin Arsenal. 1-1 the count. Austin Emdick kicks, delivers. Here's Arsenal. Drawn ball to Kiepler at third. Nice play by James across the diamond. 5-3 on the put out of Austin Arsenal. So Austin Emdick gets the first two hitters here in the seventh inning. And up at the plate, Matthew Schlungen, now the third baseman. Matthew so far today, 1-for-2, had a hit in his last at bat. Pops this one up. We're by first base. Patty Elias by the dugout, and Austin Emdick by the dugout. And that falls right by their feet.
right past the ledge of that dugout, the face of it. Kind of a tough one to judge.
It is. Yeah, I think your fear is that you always are going to get a ricochet.
Yep. Yeah.
That one was right down the front of it. So a long strike for Matthew Schlungen. Imdick delivers. Curveball. A beauty. Strike two and 0-2. Balls. Two strikes. Austin Imdick ready again. Comes home and swung in a swing, and he is out on strikes. Here's the throw to first. Gillius will hang on at first, and that'll do it for the Martins in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play seven here in Painesville. It's 3-0 Elrosa leading St. Martin. We're back in a minute on KASM Albany. All right, back at the Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We head already to the eighth inning, Don. A 3-0 Elrosa lead. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Elrosa. No runs, 5 hits, 1 error for St. Martin. Yeah. Austin Hadley leading it off.
Elrosa playing a little small ball in the seventh inning. Get a runner at third base, suicide squeezing. The next guy, Bunch, gets on base. So they're raising a little havoc on the bases there. And I think both managers with their starting pitchers probably got what they wanted out of them today in the 7 innings or 6 innings.
Here's Austin Hadley, a ground ball up the middle, and Kyle Leeser lands awkwardly as he dives for that, and I think he might have dislocated something on that glove hand of his as he throws his glove down to the ground, or maybe the wrist. He went out into center field and dove for that ball.
Might have rolled it, huh?
Maybe rolled it a little bit, yeah. On the glove hand, he's stretching those fingers out, and Kyle will get up. That'll be a base hit for Hadley leading off the eighth inning. Kyle Leeser shaking it off here. Yeah, you could see it just kind of when he dove,
yeah,
kind of bunched up. It never really slid through it.
And rolled over the top of it the way it looks. And yeah, if that doesn't go with you, good way to break your wrist too, isn't it?
It is. It is. Oh, you played short for a lot of years, Don. You know that glove gets caught up. That's just something else to catch on to, isn't it?
No, it's true.
There's Cody Eichers up at the plate. Cody, so far today, 1-for-3. Looks to bunt, puts a bunt down, and boy, that's a good bunt between the pitcher and first baseman, and Cody's going to get himself a bunt single. I think we just need to look back here at Elrosa the last 2 innings. And how, when you put the bunt in play, it becomes a different game.
Absolutely, and that's what they're doing. They're doing the right things here. They're putting the bunt down. They're sacrificing. They're squeezing, and they're bunting for base hits here now. And it just raises havoc all over the field.
The small ball in order, and there comes Matt Schmitz, another great bunt down the third base line. Schlungen tries to pick it up with the bare hand, and everybody's safe as Scott just... That bunt was put in a perfect spot again, a base hit. So 3 hits here in the inning for Elrosa. 2 bunt singles. And here's Pat Ilias at the plate batting with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Manufacturing runs, aren't they?
They're going to keep the middle of the infield back here, Don. Ilias takes the first pitch and calls strike 0-1. The ball's 1 strike. Got Schlungen, delivers a little bit low, and the count 1-1. Region 15 seat baseball action here on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. There's a swing and a miss by Ilias, strike 2. Kevin Kiefler on deck. 1-2 the count. Ilias ground ball to Schrader at second. He'll flip to second for one. The relay to first in time. They get a 4-6-3 double play. Coming across the scores, Austin Hadley. It's now 4-0.
On it, Pat Ilias still moves down the line. Well, Schrader bobbled it just a little bit on a double play ball to Kyle Leeser, and they just get Pat Ilias at first. But there you go right there now, Randy. They manufactured a run in this inning.
They did?
Yeah, even on a double play, you manufacture, you keep these guys moving around the base paths. You're bound to get good luck sometime.
Going to bring Kevin Kiepler to the plate on that double play ball. You get a pinch runner over at third base now for Cody Eichers. Wiener. Derek Wiener running at third. Here's Kevin Kiepler. First pitch. Kevin, a strike call. The ground ball up the middle. Knocked down by Schrader. He flips over to Leaser, and Leaser throws the first, not in time to get Kiepler, as he's safe with an infield base hit, and Wiener scores, making it 5-0. So the fourth hit of the inning for the Saints. Kiepler safe at first, and here's Ethan Both at the plate. Ethan will take high for a ball, 1-0. Ethan is 0-2 today, had a sacrifice bunt in his last at-bat. The pitch, high, and 2-0. Top of the eighth inning, 5-0. Al Rosa with the lead over St. Mark. Got slung and ready. Ethan drives this to left field. Taylor Holthaus coming hard. Makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for El Rosa. Here in the eighth inning, they scored 2 runs on 4 hits. No errors and 1 left on. We played 7.5. El Rosa 5. St. Martin nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the eighth inning here at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Thanks for joining us here on this Sunday afternoon. For the Martins in the bottom of the eighth inning, it'll be their top of the order. Kyle Leaser, Taylor Holthaus, Brian Schlungen. We'll see how Kyle swings his bat here, Don, after what looked like he maybe jammed his wrist out in the field. And the check swing by Leaser ruled the ball 1-0.
Probably on a check swing like that, there would probably put a little more pressure on
him. Yeah, pitch in the dirt, and 2-0 to Kyle Leaser. Balls, no strikes. Regal, looks like they're done with their batting practice. They're coming over to the main park. And, well, Leaser drills a single to a left field off of Austin Imvick. A leadoff single here in the eighth.
I don't count St. Martin out yet in this game. You know, they can put a little fire together here, too, yet.
Taylor Holthaus to the plate. Taylor 1-for-2 today. His last at-bat, and I look at that last at-bat, Don, he was intentionally walked to load the bases in his last at-bat. That was a big intentional walk.
Oh, was it ever.
Because Brian Schlungen, and then a fly ball to right field after that.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, 1 year in the league, you got the respect of your pitchers and your other teams already. And
here's a throw to first, Pat Elias. Reaches out of the sky to pull that pickoff throw down.
It's just good heads-up baseball, I think, though, too, Randy. You know, he played a percentages like that.
Holthaus drives left center field. That's going to go for extra bases. Leaser rounding second, and they're going to send Leaser. Here's Mittendorf getting the throw, and Kyle Leaser scores. Taylor Holthaus to second, and it's now 5-1.
You bet. Good piece of hitting there by Taylor Holthaus. Again, like you said, you know, you work the percentages with that bases loaded walk there. You know, you give yourself a chance as a force on any bag. And to me, that's just smart managing.
You bet. So, Brian Schlungen up at the plate. Brian, so far today, 0-for-2, was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Takes a ball from Austin Imdick and 1-0.
Mr. St. Martin just walked in the booth. Yep,
another celebrity.
Another dignitary.
Yep, Stevie Reberman.
Is he the one that's running for president this year? Is that,
well, I guess you could write him in.
Yeah, we could write him in.
2-0 the count to Brian Schlungen. Holthaus leads from second. And Schlungen delivers a single to left field. Carl Leaser is going to hold Taylor Holthaus as charging is Austin Hadley.
Watch Taylor, he doesn't round it quite so big today, does he?
No. So 3 straight hits off of Austin Imdick here in the eighth inning. We'll bring Jordan Mush up to the plate. Jordan 2-for-2 today. Steve, was the golf game good this morning? Very pleasant out there, he said. for years and years and years, the St. Martin group gets together at Albany Golf Club and golfs in the morning.
And I had heard a little rumor that if he's running for president, you're going to be his running mate.
That's strictly a rumor.
That was a rumor?
Yeah. Okay. All won the count to Jordan Machaut as he takes a strike called. First and third for the Martins. Machaut ground ball to Kiepler at third. He'll go to second for one. Adley gets taken out on the slide there by Brian Schlungen. And so still first and third. Taylor Holthaus really couldn't score on that play, although in hindsight now, after Hadley was taken out, he probably could have scored.
I tell you what, they had a chance at first base big time yet.
With Marshall running. Yeah. So 5-4 on the force out.
We get a pinch hitter here, Josh Stengler.
Josh Stengler going to pinch hit for Jared Overman, the DH. And a strike call to Stengler and 0-1. One out. Stengler sees the ball bounce off the plate, and Taylor Holthaus will slide home. As that ball came off the net, it dropped straight down, and Cody Eichers didn't have a play.
I tell you, it's dangerous trying to score from third on this backstop here. It comes back quickly.
Now 5-2 on the play. Jordan Machaut ends up on second on that wild pitch by Austin Imdick. Another runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the eighth. As Stengler rips it to Hadley at second, a one-hop shot. Over to third goes Machaut, and there's two outs. Nice play, though, by Josh Stengler to push it to the right side.
Hit the ball hard this inning, St. Martin.
4-3 in the put-out.
Goes back to those couple innings where they left bases loaded, huh? Get a couple of those runs. They're getting a run or two there, here and there. We got the tying run at the plate.
It's 5-2. Here's Scott Schlungen. Scott 0-3 today. Austin Imdick still works from the stretch. And a swing and a miss by Scott. There's strike one. 1-1 the count now to Scott Schlungen.
Well, if you two make it, I'm already putting in my application to be your limousine driver.
Two balls, one strike. Oh, I thought maybe you'd be Secretary of Defense or something like that. 2-1 the count. Swung and fouled it off, and 2-2.
That sounds dangerous.
That sounds dangerous, but... yeah, nobody wants to tick you off, though, so that's why I say Secretary of Defense is good for you. 2-2, the count is swung, and a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the eighth. They get two runs on three hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We have played eight innings. It's Al Rosa 5, St. Martin 2. More to come in a minute here on KFM Albany. We go to the ninth inning, 5-2. Al Rosa holding a three-run lead over St. Martin. James Kiepler will lead it up for the Saints. He'll be followed by Matt Mettendorf and A.J. Hadley. Kiepler takes this one to left field, down in the corner. It is a fair ball. James Kiepler rolling in the second base with a stand-up double. Boy, that was not too far off from leaving the park.
Not a bit. No, it just kind of bounced in front of the foul pole out there at State Fair. That wasn't fair by much, was it?
James Kiepler, 2-for-4 today. And it'll bring leadoff hitter Matt Mettendorf to the plate. So a lot of scoring here in the later innings. Matt Mettendorf, another great punt down the third base line. Scott Schlungen's just going to pick up the ball, and Mettendorf safe on a bunt single.
Well, that's two in a row for him and for Matt.
It is.
And perfectly placed.
Oh.
Ken Leeser might claim he's a better shortstop than Matty, but I don't know if he's a bit of hunter.
A.J. Hadley rips a shot up the middle. Leeser dives, can't come up with it. And, boy, Al Rosa has put together, bam, 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 three hits in a row and take a 6-2 lead. Kiefler scores. Mittendorf, he'll stop at second. And here's Austin Hadley. Ted Ilias coaching. We're going to get a pinch runner coming in for El Rosa.
Ryan Ilias.
I wonder, does he fit into Pat's family, Ryan?
I would imagine somehow.
If Ryan maybe is Pat's son. Out to the mound right now, the manager, Carl Leeser, and looks like the Martins going to make another pitching change. Taylor Holthaus might come in to throw here for the Martins, yet he's going to the dugout, getting a different glove. I know Matthew Schlungen coming into the dugout, too. Matthew may end up in the outfield yet, but we've got a pitching change for St. Martin here in the top of the ninth inning, and we'll take a one-minute timeout on KFM Albany. Relief pitcher in for the St. Martins here at the top of the ninth inning, Don Heinen.
Taylor Holthaus will come in from left field and take over to mound duty. Scott Schlungen will go back to third, and I believe they took Matthew and moved him to left field. Matthew Schlungen will take over to duties in left field. Scott at third, Schlungen, and Taylor Holthaus will try to stop the bleeding here with nobody out in the ninth inning for El Rosa.
Saints hitting the ball here the last few innings. Austin Hadley puts a great bunt down the first baseline.
Wow.
Picks it up once, drops it, picks it up twice, drops it. Austin Hadley stops right by him. He was going to just say, hey, tag me. And then
he didn't want to.
Jordan bobbled it for a second time, and Austin ran around him and able to throw to first and get Hadley.
That would have been disastrous. Yeah, it went to the
sacrifice in order for Hadley, but another good bunt. A good bunt. Here's Cody Eichers.
They're not giving up on bunting here, are they?
No. 3-4 in the putout, and the first pitch to Cody Eichers. Ball 1-0.
They know too. They need to score runs. Make sure you get them a couple of runs back that St. Martin got.
Cody chops this one to Schlungen at third. Scott now has two guys. At third base, and Matt Mittendorf held. James Kiefler kept coming.
Oh, wow.
No, actually, Ilias, that is, kept coming. Ryan Ilias, and I think Ilias thought that Mittendorf was going to go. And so he tags out Mittendorf.
That's pretty good play by Scott Schlungen, though, to reach out there. You know, that looked like a base hit going between second or third and short there, and Scotty cut it off.
So Mittendorf tagged out on the unassisted putout. And Cody Eichers now the base runner at first. Ilias over at third. Here's Matt Schmitz at the plate, the DH. And a strike call to Matt. Two balls and a strike.
I seen a job for you this week, too, Randy. I thought you'd really appreciate that being a crop duster with an airplane.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. I'll tell you. Driving down 71, I know, on the way to Redwood, I seen a couple of those planes, and it was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes, and Schmitz balls it back and out of play. And he rips this one foul. That's going to go.
That's one for Leo's Auto Body.
There you go. Leo's Auto Body glass. Downtown Farming, absolutely.
That might be a house glass.
Yeah, that could. That was a really ripped ball. Curveball. Ooh, just missing from Holthaus.
But those planes were grounded on Friday. As we come back to Redwood Falls, that's where they get their hangar is.
Swing and a miss. Schmitz out on strikes, and that'll do it as Holthaus comes in and shuts the door here in the ninth inning. El Rosa comes up with one run on three hits. There was no errors and two men left on base. So we played 8.5. El Rosa 6, St. Martin 2. More baseball to come in a minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for St. Martin to get back into this ball game. They trail 6-2 to El Rosa. Six runs, 12 hits, no errors for El Rosa. Two runs, eight hits, one error for St. Martin. It'll be second baseman Ben Schrader, Austin Arsenault, and Matthew Schlungen scheduled to face relief pitcher Austin Imdick. And the first pitch to Schrader, low and inside, a ball, 1-0. Schrader defensive replacement for Michael Schlungen back in the fifth inning. There's a strike called and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Ben's done good since he came in defensively. Made a nice couple plays out there at second. Here's a chopper to Imdick on the mound. Austin will field it. The under end flipped to first. 1-3 on the putout. One down, and here comes Austin Arsenault to the plate. Austin on the day, 0-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Austin Imdick delivers. There's a strike call to Arsenault, and 0-1.
That's so many games. Which game did Austin come in here to relieve in the first inning? That was
against Richmond.
Correct.
In a winner's bracket game,
Austin Hadley got in trouble right away. They didn't hesitate, and they brought Emdick in, and he shut the door.
Arsenal at the plate takes a ball to count 1-2 to Austin Arsenal. Regal, they're sitting on the left field bleachers waiting to play the next game. They get the winner here. Another seeding game. Loser gets number 3 seed today. 6-2 El Rosa, ninth inning, and Arsenal swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Cody Eichers put the tag on Arsenal. That pitch was down in the dirt. Imdick, since coming in the seventh inning, has struck out 3.
Got a pinch hitter here. Number 14 will be Jalen Arsenal.
Jalen, winning pitcher yesterday against Farming.
Did a nice job, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Jalen takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Imdick's pitch, and Arsenal swings and misses strike 2, 0-2 the count. Well, it's 2 strikes. Pitch in the dirt. And the count, 1-2. Arsenal slaps it to first. Pat Elias has the 2-hopper, and he'll run it to the bag. And that'll do it for the Martins here in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score this morning in our first seeding game, it was El Rosa 6, St. Martin 2.